This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today we continue our study of the basic proposition that the Bible is all sufficient. The Bible is able to give you the answers that you really need. They may not be the answer to the question that you're asking yourself because you may not be asking yourself the right questions. But the really right questions are, what about God? What about my relationship to Him? What ought I to think? And what ought I to do with myself? And what will be the end of me when this life is over? Am I just like the dog or the cat, so that when I die physically, that's the end of me? Or does the soul of man go on beyond death? The Bible teaches in the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, that we're not to fear him that can destroy the body or can kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but fear him that is able to destroy both body and soul in hell. So you see, the soul does not die when the body dies. The Bible does teach that the body apart from the spirit is dead, but it never says that the spirit apart from the body is dead. So already we have considered the all-sufficiency of the Bible in quite some detail as a general introduction, and then in quite some detail as regards the fact that the Bible is all-sufficient morally and ethically speaking. We know that for certain, not only the adults of this nation, but especially so, the young people are involved in a great many ethical and moral problems. They're living in a society which is dominated by human philosophy, which has led them to think, everybody do his own thing, do what he well pleases. As the old saying goes, if it feels good or if it gives you pleasure, then do it, and it's nobody else's business. But we have shown that the biblical ethic is an absolute ethic. The Bible teaches that murder is always wrong, that lying is always wrong, stealing is always wrong, fornication and adultery are always wrong. Young people, there is no way you can justify fornication or adultery. It doesn't matter if everybody else you know is involved in it, that does not make it right and it will not justify your doing it. But now we must turn our attention to the fact that the Bible is all-sufficient spiritually speaking. And I do not know of a better place to base our study than the first chapter of 1 Corinthians, where Paul indicates that the death of Christ is crucial to man's having a way out of the situation which he finds himself because of his sin. In fact, the cross of Christ is God's supreme declaration of perhaps the most important things that any of us can think about. For example, the cross, that is, and when I say the cross, I am referring to the fact that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. And the very fact that he did die is God's supreme declaration to us of man's guilt. The cross says to every one of us, you are guilty, you have done wrong, you have violated not merely the law of Tennessee or Texas or California or wherever, but you have violated the law of Almighty God. And sin separates you from God, as we read in Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 and 2. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 makes known to us that all of us have sinned, that is, all of us of accountable age, according to Deuteronomy 1:39, have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin, that is, the consequence of our having sinned, is death, separation from God, as we noted just previously in Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 and 2. And so the Bible, the fact teaches that the cross is God's supreme declaration to us. It is the greatest way he could say to each of us, you have sinned. It works upon our conscience, bringing to bear upon our minds the reality of our sin, the universality of it, that is, that all of us are involved in it, and what sin is. Sin is the violation of the will of God. It is the transgression of the law. And so the Bible is all sufficient, spiritually speaking, and we have covered only the single point of its great ability to bring before us the fact of our guilt. But our time's gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us. I hope you'll be back with us next time as we continue our study of the all-sufficiency of the Bible.